You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Here at 304 on KGYM, thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it as always on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app. Please do yourself a favor, give it a download, give it a listen, and of course your smart speaker as well. And you can also listen to our podcasts available at KGYMradio.com as well as Apple or Spotify. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you. I'll be joined by Mark Dukes coming up here in just a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass once again here today. Good show coming up for you. KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us coming up in about 20-25 minutes or so. Plenty to talk about. We'll talk about off-season wrestling as far as the collegiates and the high school wrestlers are concerned. A lot of things going on during the summer months. We'll kick that around and primarily talk about some high school baseball as the season is slowly starting to get toward the regular season finish line. And we will talk about that with KJ coming up here in just a little bit. Some Iowa basketball players meeting with the media earlier on today down in Iowa City. We'll chat about that. And the annual ranking, it's ranking time right now. Sporting News today coming out with their rankings of all of the power, or all of the Division I coaches, 1 through 130 for college football. Some interesting tidbits to go along with that, and we'll talk about it on the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Love to hear from you. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to weigh in. That is 319-366-1600. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We get going here on this Tuesday. We are presented by the DuPaco Community Credit Union, as always. Big thanks to everybody at DuPaco, and you can check out what they have to offer and some great things out there. You can do so at their website at DuPaco.com. Mark joins me here this afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
It's a rainy one, but that's okay, right?
Yeah, I'm not opposed.
No, we need a rain. We need the rain in a lot of different spots around the state of Iowa, so hopefully we are getting that. By the way, a programming note, a couple things to let you know about. Tomorrow, Caddy Smack in the Gym Class, Brian Haas will join us. Questions about your golf game. Also going to try to arrange a guest coming up tomorrow to go along with the Caddy Smack theme. So we'll take a look at that, but we will talk some golf with you on the Wednesday edition of the program. Tonight, we've got baseball action. We were supposed to have it for you last night, but Mother Nature got in the way of the White Sox and the Twins. Going to try it again tonight, 6:30 on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, 7:10 with the first pitch. And again, it will be Kenta Maeda for Minnesota going up against Lucas Giolito for the White Sox on the south side. We have NBA playoff basketball coming up tonight for you. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final from Atlanta, as it will be the Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks going at it in Game 4. Milwaukee leading that series 2-1. 7 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids, Marion, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Last night, Stanley Cup playoffs got underway and a little bit of a blowout as Tampa Bay took care of Montreal last night 5-1, and they will have game 2 of that one coming up tomorrow evening. I wanted to look at the radar, Mark, for the Chicagoland area. Right now, clear, but there are some scattered showers to the south and west of Chicago, but I have better feelings tonight that this game is going to get in between your Twins and my White Sox.
Yeah, I think so. On the flip side, in Iowa, several games scheduled for tonight postponed in the high school ranks. Check with your school if you have any question about games being played tonight.
True.
As far as the NBA, that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com today, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Which team wins tonight, the Bucks or the Hawks?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And as always, our KGYM poll question is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team down at Hawkeye Title and Settlement have been serving customers since 2003, providing real estate closing and title evidencing products to the legal, real estate, and lending industries. And again, you can catch that game tonight on three of our four frequencies right here on KGYM. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, 319-366-1600. Iowa basketball, a little bit of Iowa basketball tidbits to talk about today on this late June afternoon. The media got a little what, early summer morsel of Iowa men's basketball earlier on today in Iowa City.
Yeah, a handful of players available to the media today, and while there wasn't a great deal of news, there was some morsels out there. Keegan Murray, who had a terrific season last year, reportedly added 18 pounds to his frame and is feeling more confident about banging down low this coming year. And another big man, Josh Ogundele, is committed to getting into better shape. He was frustrated last year that he couldn't contribute more, especially when Jack Nungy went down to injury. But he admitted he wasn't in the best condition, and he's been talking with Luka Garza quite a bit. Of course, Garza lost a bunch of weight before the combine, then succumbed to a groin injury. But a couple morsels there.
Yeah, and nothing earth-shattering coming out of Iowa City today. Nothing, you know, to the extent of, oh, by the way, Joe Wieskamp's not coming back, or Joe Wieskamp is coming back, or anything like that. But based on his performance at the NBA Combine in Chicago, like we talked about a little bit yesterday, we just kind of touched upon the subject. I'm going to be very, very surprised after what took place over the weekend if Joe Wieskamp is going to be coming back and playing for the Hawkeyes next year. But we'll see. There are a few players that are making their intention known that they are coming back to school. I know the Miami Hurricanes got their one of their top players to return for the ACC season this year. So that's going to help that particular team quite a bit. And we'll see how they go as far as the ACC is concerned. And Travion Williams last Thursday at Purdue announced he is coming back for another year with the Boilermakers. So that will make Purdue one of the headliners as far as the Big Ten men's basketball season is concerned. But starting to see some of those because the deadline, as a matter of fact, is a week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow is the deadline to take your name out of the draft. If it is in after July the 7th, then you are in the draft, whether you get drafted or not. And there have been many, 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 many over the years that have stayed in the draft, and we have not heard from them again. And there will be again this year.
Yeah, chances are minuscule, in my opinion, that Joe Wieskamp will be back on the Iowa basketball team, especially the way he performed at the NBA Combine, everything from his measurables to play on the court. In fact, he's not even listed on the official Iowa roster.
No.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah, I think that pretty much tells you everything you need to know. And, you know, look at a Keegan. He just does look 20 pounds, a good 20 pounds, I guess is the best way to put it, as far as weight gain for Keegan. So good to see that, I guess. And there have been people that have had Keegan as far as the mocks for next year and whatever. And I think it's way too early. I hope Keegan has the year that would put him in a position to make some sort of a decision next year. But I guess that's putting the cart way ahead of the horse, I think, at this point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I wouldn't be surprised if he did what Joe Wieskamp did. He went through the combine not once but twice and went through the evaluation process, I should say, And, you know, if Murray has a similar year, even a bit better year, and he's highly thought of, I wouldn't be surprised to see him be evaluated by NBA executives.
Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600. Little Iowa basketball news for you here today. Couple of news and notes. Of course, the NHL is returning to ABC and ESPN coming up next year. For whatever that's worth, the television side especially. And everyone, the roster of folks that ESPN, ESPN Plus, and ABC, along with Hulu, are going to employ, there are 24 folks. They had two, Mark, in this past several years to talk about hockey. Now it's up to 24. Some very interesting names, Bob Wischusen, Steve Levy, both are going to be play-by-play folks, along with Sean McDonough. I think very good folks right there. Yes, Barry Melrose will be there as an analyst. And also, and this includes ESPN ESPN Deportes as well. John Buchagras is also going to be a play-by-play man as far as the NHL is concerned. Rick DiPietro, Ray Ferraro, the former Hartford Whaler Ray Ferraro. I know you know that, Mark, will be among the analysts. As far as NHL action, Chris Chelios, the former Blackhawk, will be in there as well. And it's interesting to note, though, some people are a little bit unhappy. Gary Thorne, who was a longtime institution as far as hockey play-by-play the first time around for ESPN, did quite a bit of play-by-play for ESPN, as a matter of fact. Not only the National Hockey League, but other sports as well. Not going to be back. Not going to be back. And some people are a little bit miffed by that, as only people can get miffed as far as social networking is concerned.
No Joe Buck?
No Joe Buck. He's staying with Fox.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I did not anticipate saying Joe Buck, though, but, you know, throw it out there, right? Throw it right. We will see. We have a Iowa football commitment just coming down the line here. This one from, let's see, this from Blair Sanderson, who let us know about the kicker yesterday, covers the Hawkeyes for Rivals. Carson May is a quarterback, number one quarterback in the state of Oklahoma, 6'5", 220-pounder for the class of 2022. He will be a senior coming up next year. He, from Jones High School in Oklahoma, has announced that he will be committing to the Iowa Hawkeyes. So a little bit of football news here, breaking on the gym class here today.
Yeah, that's on May's personal Twitter account, and the obligatory thank you note from his high school to his high school coaches and Ken O'Keefe, Coach Ferentz, and whatnot. But good size. If you're not the number one quarterback in Oklahoma, that says something. We'll see what he can do at Iowa.
Yeah. Also had offers from Western Michigan and Old Dominion. He is the sixth commitment in next year's class for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And as you and others know, that more than likely that's the quarterback for that class. Iowa doesn't usually get more than one quarterback. And so it's going to be that young man out of the state of Oklahoma. So, yeah, we'll see. Quarterback room getting bigger as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. But Carson May throwing his hat into the ring. He is committed to play for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes, but that will not start until 2023. A little bit down the road.
Yeah, I think he's class of 2022, isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah.
He'll be a senior next year in high school.
Yeah. So, yeah, with Spencer Petras having a couple of years left, Padilla and others, Deuce Hogan in that quarterback room as well. A lot of competition.
Yeah. Tennis news, Serena Williams is out at Wimbledon. She had to withdraw after an ankle injury in the very first round. So she will stay at 7 Wimbledon titles. Too bad for her and too bad for tennis because they need to have the star power out there in these major events like Wimbledon, and Serena will not be out there now. So too bad. Too bad.
Oh, injured in the first set of her first match, and as you mentioned, 7-time Wimbledon champion and former number one player. I've often thought about this. Maybe one of the top talent of our generation, Scott, male or female.
Oh, definitely. No doubt. One of the greatest athletes out there right now, despite the injury and whatever sport it is. 9049 on the text line, our friend 9049 letting us know. Yesterday, of course, Coach Otzelberger at Iowa State, his contract was revealed. 9049 commenting, seeing a lot now about how Coach Otz will be the lowest paid men's hoops coach in the Big 12. I remember when Johnny Orr came to Iowa State for a 45 or something like that, $145,000 salary, and thought he won the lottery. In both cases, I think they were and are good fits. I would agree. Johnny Orr left Michigan. He, if you recall, and I know you remember this, Mark, and I remember it very vividly, Johnny Orr made no bones about the fact he wanted to get paid. Iowa State was going to pay him. They weren't paying him in Ann Arbor. He left.
Yeah, I do remember that. And as far as Otzelberger goes, we'll see what kind of success he will have. I think he's going to have a lot. His base salary is $300,000. He makes another $700,000 off television appearances, radio, and whatnot. And he'll make another $500,000 in such things as contributions to his health insurance and whatnot. So, I think Otz can live on that.
I think he can. 319-366-1600. About 9 minutes away from KJ Pilcher joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. It is rankings season, Mark, as you know. It's preseason football award season and rankings season. College football from the Sporting News, their annual list of college football coaches coming out from 1 through 130. I will not make you guess who number 130 is, Mark. By the way, it's a new coach, Maurice Linguist of the University of Buffalo. By the way, which I think is unfair because Buffalo's had a very good program in the MAC over the years, and this guy just coming in, taking over, you know, I think that's a little bit cruel, but that's the way it goes anyway. Just kind of peeling through things here, some very interesting numbers come up with folks. For example, Jamie Chadwell of Coastal Carolina jumped from 112 to 38 this year in the rankings, but is 38 way too low for a guy that did what he did with the Chanticleers last year of Coastal Carolina, getting them in a position to at least have a discussion about the college football playoffs?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you arrive at such a thing. This Sporting News compilation was put together by a 6-person panel. The Big Ten led the way with 7 coaches ranked in the top 25. The SEC had 6, and the Big 12 and Pac-12 had 4 apiece outside the top 25, down to 130. You're going to have your Coastal Carolina coaches and your Buffalo coaches and Northern Illinois coaches, just because for one reason or another, they're not high-profile programs. But Coastal Carolina off a wonderful year, and not surprising that the coach moved up.
Very true. Scott Frost, by the way, at 49, down 14 spots. The head coach.
He's ahead of Brett Bielema.
But
in
then,
Illinois,
right?
Has Brett Bielema forgotten how to coach?
I don't think so. Jeff Brohm has gone down to 58. you know, I'm not sure about that. New Kansas coach Lance Leipold went from 71 to 42, but goes to Lawrence, Kansas to take over an impossible job, perhaps, with the Kansas Jayhawks. Steve Sarkisian goes from nowhere to 40. How does that work out? We'll see. Mike Leach drops 9 spots. I bet he had fun with that. From 19 to 28, going from Washington State to Mississippi State last year. P.J. Fleck in at 27. Top 25, just to let you know about it real quick. Clay Helton, USC. David Shaw, 24 from Stanford. Mark Stoops, Kentucky, 23. Gary Patterson, TCU, 22. Tom Allen of Indiana is up 20 spots to number 21. Just behind Mark Kirk-Ferentz of the Iowa Hawkeyes in at number 20. Fair or not fair out there? 319-366-1600. Kirk too high, Kirk too low, Kirk just about right.
If anything, I think just about right. But is Kirk-Ferentz a better coach than Jim Harbaugh, who was ahead of him? These things are debatable.
I think very debatable. Kyle Whittingham of Utah is 19. Mike Gundy of Okie State is 18. Paul Christ, 17 from Wisconsin. And Mario Cristobal of Oregon is 16. And then there's 15, Jim Harbaugh, as you mentioned, from Michigan. And drops 4 spots. He's 49 and 22 as far as the Wolverines are concerned. I think everybody is under the impression that this is a huge year for Jim Harbaugh in Ann Arbor. Had to retool the staff quite a bit. We'll see how it plays out. I think Jim's got to win this year. I don't think 7-5, 8-4 is probably going to cut it with the Michigan folks.
Hasn't been able to catch up to Ohio State. Has not reached the Big Ten championship game. The record looks good, but they want bigger things at Michigan, like at Ohio State and elsewhere. It's often nears a tougher division with Ohio State in it and Penn State and some years Michigan State. But those facts remain for Jim Harbaugh.
True. Cajun Troy, Ed Orgeron is at number 14. Too high or too low? Please let us know at 319-366-1600. Luke Fickell goes up 37 spots, the Cincinnati coach, number 13. How about Fitz? Pat Fitzgerald is at number 12 in there, just behind James Franklin of Penn State. Mack Brown back into the top 10 at North Carolina. Number 9, Matt Campbell of Iowa State, up 25 spots, the biggest jump of any Power 5 coach this past year. They go on to say in his little write-up, Campbell will continue to be a candidate for elite Power 5 jobs, and that's a testament to the winning culture he has built in Ames. I don't think you can really disagree with where he lands.
No, not with coming off a Fiesta Bowl winning season and just a historic campaign in Ames, and could be another one to follow this coming year.
Up there in the top 10 with Dan Mullen of Florida at 8, Kirby Smart at 7 of Georgia. Ryan Day at Ohio State is number 6. Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, 5. Brian Kelly, Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley a little too high?
He has Oklahoma behind his name.
How many huge wins does Lincoln Riley have in big games? I'm just throwing that out there. And I think you can come up with the top 2.
Yeah, Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban. Saban's been number 1 every year since 2015 in this particular exercise.
Yeah, they're 1 and 2 perennially, it seems, out there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up here in a moment. We need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, though. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast, right behind the Taco John's. They are right across from the Lindale Mall. Worth a look and worth your time to stop in and see the gang and Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody, all our good friends over there. At Emil's, and what's on the scoreboard today?
Cedar Rapids Prairie product Scott Schebler returned to the major leagues last night for the Los Angeles Angels. He had a base hit and scored a run in LA's 5-3 win at Yankee Stadium. Brody Brecht is your Gatorade Iowa Baseball Player of the Year. Excels on the pitching mound. He is an Iowa football wide receiver recruit. Probably will play baseball as well at Iowa, but also thought to be perhaps a high draft pick in the upcoming MLB draft. And finally, a hearty happy birthday shout out to from both of us to Bruce Kim, former Major League player, manager of the Chicago Cubs for some 40 games. Bruce turned 70 today. You'll find him most days at St. Andrews Golf Course.
Yes, or watching baseball with family out there. Happy birthday to Bruce. Happy birthday to Bruce out there. 319-366-1600, 330 here on the program. Going to take a break, come back, and our friend KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us, and we will talk some high school baseball. We'll talk some wrestling as well with KJ when we return after this here on KGYM.
The John Deere Classic is back, celebrating 50 years of great memories with names like Ed McMahon, Payne Stewart, and Tiger Woods.
Fantastic.
And magic moments with champions like Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, and Jordan Spieth.
Oh, yes.
Visit JohnDeereClassic.com today for tickets and information, because magic happens here.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection, from elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are four times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
We're in this together. And we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Hi, this is Jamie with Cedar Ridge. Celebrate this 4th of July weekend at our 12th annual Bourbon and Blues Fest. Kicking off Friday, Cedar Ridge invites you to this 4-day free live music festival featuring local, regional, and national blues acts. This year, we've added Barn Jams After Dark, two ticketed shows at Dancemore Ballroom. It's going to be a fantastic fourth weekend. Get the free music schedule and purchase your Barn Jams tickets now at bourbonandbluesfest.com. See you there. Cheers.
Back with you at 3:33 here in the gym class in KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We're presented by the DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the show. Twins White Sox coming up tonight, 6:30, with the pregame, 7:10, the first pitch, and that'll be on the Jim OT 107.5 FM. And then we will have NBA playoff basketball coming up tonight for you, game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals at 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. We'll have all of the action as far as that is concerned with a 7:35 tip-off for that one. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Very happy to bring on our friend KJ Pilcher from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com. You can also give him a follow on Twitter. We encourage you to do so at KJ Pilcher, all one word. KJ Pilcher is the address to go to on Twitter. A very busy guy covering baseball. You're watching. You have the thrill of watching your daughters play softball this summer as well. You and your wife don't have a lot of time right now, do you?
Not really. We're kind of used to it, but it's just dawning on us that our older daughter is going to be a senior next year, and in a year from now, we won't even have this the way it is. So we're trying to enjoy it as much as we can, and it's been you've had a son, and Dukes has had family go through the prep ranks after covering kids for so long. And, it's been a thrill to be able to see the two of them take the field together for the first time. And it's just been really neat. And it's been fun balancing that with, the normal schedule of getting out and covering prep teams and fishing out stories of, prep athletes, too.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Scott and I both have gone through this, but I'm curious how difficult it is to stay in that journalistic mindset of no cheering in the press box when you're out watching your two daughters.
Well, the thing is, the good thing is I don't cover much softball, so when I get to see them play, I'm just a fan, and I sit out usually behind the outfield fence and kind of distance myself, so if I mutter something under my breath, nobody else hears it. So I try to play it that way, but it's been fun, and it's just been a great time.
Yeah, enjoy it. As you mentioned, you just got to enjoy it. And well, on the baseball side of things, where'd the summer go? We're down to, what, about 2 weeks of the regular season remaining for the bigger schools, and less than that for 1A's and 2A's. They're going to get going with the postseason coming up quickly enough. But
At the end of next week, 1A's and 2A's will be starting district play. So, yeah, it's gone quick. You thought last year the shortened season expedited things, but it seems to be just as fast this year in a full season.
Yeah. How about let's start with the Mississippi Valley Conference. And last night, a little bit, I guess you never want to count out Coach Stumpf and Iowa City West. But I guess a little bit of a surprise that even at home, they took two from Prairie, which had been playing really good baseball last night.
Yeah. And, it's interesting that you see you mentioned Coach Stumpf after that game. The first thing he said when I approached him was, "Guess you didn't think you were going to see that, did you?" and I kind of have a feeling maybe he didn't either. But they got. And I was honest with Coach Stumpf, and I'll be honest here. The first time I saw them against Kennedy, they looked really rough. They made a lot of uncharacteristic errors that, West teams usually don't do. They're usually fundamentally sound. But it was kind of a raw green team around Marcus Morgan. But last night they played very, very clean. They got some good pitching performances, and that's what propelled them. They got some timely hitting, and they were able to really limit what Prairie Prairie's had a fantastic offense. They were averaging about 11 runs a game. They had been on a nice win streak after losing two to Iowa City High. So I have a feeling that this is going to be another little wake-up call or gut check for Prairie, and then soon they'll bounce back. But West really kind of showed the progress that they've been making. And Charlie said that they had played really well against some good teams. He mentioned Pleasant Valley, which was top ranked at the time. They only lost 2-0. But this was an instant where they learned to get the win afterwards. They played well and they finished to win. So, a bit of a surprise, and just shows that, Iowa City West isn't going to be an easy out at all.
And could face one another again in Substate 3.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting as well, because, you know, well, you'd probably figure they're going to end up facing Marcus Morgan again, who leads the state in strikeouts. Came in last night, got the save once West was able to get a lead late in game one, and then started game two and threw the first four innings and only gave up one run, which was a solo home run to Maddox Free. So you kind of have a feeling you're going to see a possible really, really neat pitcher's duel between Morgan and maybe Jackson Nove.
Yeah. KJ Pelcher joining us here at 340, talking some baseball with you here on the Gym Class and KGYM. And speaking of Prairie, awful good and awful talented for the Hawks so far this year. They still lead the Mississippi Division, I think, by a game over a good City High team. And Waller, who's also very, very good. But Prairie's got pitching, and they've got some hitting. They've got a lot of pitching.
Yeah, and they may not have shown that really well last night. But this is a team, earlier in the year, I said I thought was maybe the most complete 1-9 team that I had seen in a long while. And, you know, maybe even going back to the Prairie team, you know, with Levi Usher and Clark and some of those on the 2016 team that they had that won the 4A title. And Prairie's ranked fourth, and a lot of it, you know, they have the arms. You know, you've got Nove and Rickardson, Ryan Barnes, you know, but that offense, I mean, what they do is they can hit 1-9, and they run really, really well. And they put a lot of pressure. They're really aggressive on the base paths. And, you know, they get two or three runs just by forcing errors and forcing mistakes, because they push it so much. And it really is an offensive powerhouse. They may not have as much power as some other teams that you would assume, you know, that you think of when you think of real potent offenses. But 1-9, they can hit the ball, they spray it around, and they run exceptionally well. And it causes fits for a lot of teams and a lot of pitching staffs.
As far as the rest of the Metro, KJ, Kennedy is in a sub-state that includes number 2-ranked Pleasant Valley and some other capable teams there. So while Kennedy has displayed some nice moments, the path appears kind of difficult.
Yeah, it's really tough. And, you know, you mentioned Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley was ranked number one at one time. They lost to Iowa City High last week is what caused them to drop to number two. But they're very good. And they've got a starter. I'm kind of blanking on his name. I think it's Clawson. That's the really good starter for them. And that's a team that has experience, state experience, and it's real salty. But when you look at what Kennedy has, and you've got a pitcher like Mason Bain, you've got offensive you know, weapons like a Dylan Davis that I think leads or is at the close to the top of the state charts when it comes to RBIs. And of course, he's right up there with home runs as well. You know, they've got a chance. And when you look at this, you know, the sub-states, especially in 4A, all it takes is just, you know, one 7-inning win. That's all it takes to kind of get through. And you know how that goes when it comes to, you know, just a game up to move on, anything can happen. And they've got some components that, you know, it's going to be tough, but they could do it. You know, you got Lidmar in there. Iowa City Liberty is a team that hits the ball well. You know, unfortunately, Lidmar doesn't have Coy Sarsfield, but, you know, they've seemed to kind of regroup, got a nice win last night against Xavier in a split, Oak Ridge Middle School. And, you know, but, you know, Kennedy has a puncher's chance.
And City High's
never bet against Coach Hoyer. He'll bunch you to death if he needs to.
That's right. You know, he you can't. And the interesting thing too, to go along with Hoyer's experience, he now has Steve Hansen, longtime Marshalltown coach, on his staff. And I think that's like 180 years of postseason experience between the two of them, maybe. But you know, those are crafty coaches that have been through just about every experience, and they'll have the guys ready.
180 years. I think you're going to get a call.
I love Coach Hoyer. I love to give him a hard time.
Yeah. And before we leave 4A, City High, I don't know if they've been flying under the radar. This is a good City High team, and it's good to see them playing good baseball this year.
Yeah, you know, they were a quarterfinalist last year. They were one out away from making it to the semifinals against Hempstead. This is a team that, you know, has some really good talent. You know, Gable Mitchell, I think a lot of people recognize him. He's the son of head coach Brian Mitchell, also the grandson of Dan Gable. He's a fantastic shortstop and hitter for them. But they've got a lot of really good players. Carter Seaton is another hitter and kind of utility player for them. They've got some arms. Alex Knutson just threw a gem against Xavier, which climbed back into the rankings, and that was last Friday. He threw a gem there, and that's just strengthening their staff. And you know, when you look at their sub-state, you know, Davenport Central and Davenport North, you know, they're quality teams. But Ottumwa, that's a team that's right on the verge of the top 10 and could be an interesting matchup. But right now they're really focused on getting back you know, to the state tournament. And going a little further, as you know, it was kind of a heartbreaking loss in the quarterfinals, and you know, you can guarantee that they're going to want to get beyond that. And one of the other things too that I think is interesting, Ben Keeter, the two-time state champ from City High, I've been really impressed with the way that he's played baseball. He's an outfielder for him, has really hit the ball well when I've seen him. So it was kind of a surprise to me, but you know, he's just fit right in and bolstered that lineup and really showed you know, what a versatile athlete he is.
True.
KJ, tell us about this Marion team that finds itself number one in Class 3A. Speaking of 180-year coaches as well.
Oh, Fish.
Steve Fish. Boy, you know, he's got a good mesh of players from experienced seniors. When you look at Gage Frank and Owen Puck, to some real good young talent. When you look at Miles Davis, Caden Frommel is a sophomore who had a fantastic year this year. Miles Davis was leading state in singles. Of course, Puck and Frank are all staters. Bodie Ray has done exceptional, is kind of their number one starter. He's got a lot of components, and that's another team that, you know, some of these guys have been a part of teams that have reached the state semifinals 2 years in a row. And, you know, there's a theme there. That experience and, you know, can really breed confidence and, you know, add motivation. I mean, that's something that, you know, you walk away, some people might think, oh, hey, I'm happy to get back there, or I'm happy to play at that level. These guys want to get back and do better. And like I said, they just have a real complete team. You've got the experience and young talent merging together. Jake Turska at third has really fit in well. Is a really good corner infielder for him, and kind of in the middle of that lineup. And that's another offense that's been pretty potent, putting up runs right around the double-digit mark all season long, and they've got good arms to go with it. And I think, you know, I think this might be one of Coach Fish's best teams. You know, just a matter of coming to play every day and being consistent. And that's a team that's going to go a long way. And it'll be interesting to see how they really, you know, if they can make a run at a title, to be totally honest. And it's going to be tough because this area is filled with strong 3A teams. This eastern side of the state is just loaded. And, of course, Marion is in a sub-state that's opposite of Solon and Xavier, which are ranked 6th and 7th. Solon and Marion face each other in a doubleheader tomorrow. It's going to be a tough road, I think, just because 3A is just loaded over here.
It really is. And the 2As and the 1As out there, of course, you got Coach Griffith and North Lynn. Just doing what they do each and every year. You think, oh, well, he left. Yeah, he left. And, well, they'll fall a little bit. Nope. And there comes two more 8th graders or 9th graders that are just as good as they are.
It's amazing. Yeah, they had a couple seniors leave last year. And, you know, they had a bunch of young players, but they just pick up where they left off. And, of course, you still have a Hilmer out there, Austin Hilmer, leading the state and stolen bases, I believe. You know, he's just as exciting as Jake was. He's a real fiery competitor. They have, I believe he's an 8th grader or a freshman, Mason Beshin, who has been a fantastic addition. You know, their senior leader is a catcher, and Alex Sturbaum, and actually, I think the only senior in the starting lineup. So this is a team that's really bounced back after graduating a couple people and have a real solid team again. Instead of rebuilding, they reloaded. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, Al Burnett was one of our teams to watch at the beginning of the season. They were in the rankings and kind of dropped out. And then last night split 4-2 decisions with North Lynn. So luckily they're in different districts, but it wouldn't surprise me if those are two teams that are still standing when the state tournament heads to Carroll.
Yeah, final for me, KJ, and it has to do with Carroll and Banksfield and Iowa City. Sites of the state tournaments this year. Is this a one-off because of the way the minor leagues are structured this year and the availability of Principal Park? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's my understanding. The iCubs were unable to get the week free from home games for the iCubs. And that forced the association to find alternative venues. They decided to split it up. Carroll, obviously, former host before they went to Principal Park. And then Dwayne Banksfield getting the 3A, 4A state tournaments. You know, I think a lot of players like the minor league stadium experience, so they're going to miss out on that. But, you know, I really like the venues. I really do like Carroll Stadium covering games back there in the past. Obviously, Dwayne Banks Field is a great venue, and I think that being a college stadium, a lot of people will – a lot of kids will enjoy playing there. As Jeff Johnson has pointed out multiple times, parking at Iowa City is going to be tough. I mean, unless they open up one of the university parking lots for fans to park there, that's going to be tough for the event to kind of find a place for everybody to get reasonable parking. Carroll, you know, hotel space is limited, but as far as the venues go, I kind of like the smaller, more intimate parks like that. I thought Vets would have been a perfect spot for it. You know, I think it's got that in between, you know, from Principal Park to a smaller park. I think it's got the intimate feel, but just kind of in between, plenty of parking. Minor league ballpark, which is a good experience for the kids. But I think a lot of people are just, hey, just as long as we have a state tournament, that's all that matters.
True, true. Real quick, off-season wrestling. You mentioned Mr. Keeter. He has had a whale of a summer. Anybody else jumping out at you?
Oh, well, there's a huge group. Iowa won the junior national duels. Ben Keeter was a part of that. Went out to Indiana. Broke away from the baseball season. Went to Indiana. Threw guys around during the national duels, and then came back and picked up right where he left off. Robert Avila from Lisbon has done a great job. Jezaroga from Southeast Polk, I believe, is a member of a junior world team. Wyatt Volker from West Delaware has been a part of those teams as well. They've had a very good season thus far. And like I said, being a part of the junior national duels was a big lift for Iowa. Being able to claim that it's been a while. I mean, I want to say it's been since 2005 when we had that class of Slayton and Morningstar and Mitch Mueller and those guys, Kyle Anson and those guys. So that was a pretty big accomplishment for them and the state of wrestling.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, KJ, appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we will talk again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me, and have a good afternoon.
You betcha. KJ Pilcher. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. Back to wrap things up after this.
At Menards, save big money on your concrete project with 11% off everything. General Purpose Concrete does more than just sidewalks and steps. It's great for patios, setting posts, mailboxes, and basketball hoops. Just add water, mix, and pour. Need quick setting, crack resistant, or high strength concrete? We have those too. Now through July 4th, concrete mix is 11% off. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you to wrap things up on the gym class. Tomorrow it is Caddy Smack in the gym class. Our friend Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside will be joining us. We'll talk golf for the program tomorrow, trying to put a couple more things together as well. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the gym class right here on KGYM. Twins and the Sox tonight at 6:30, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. And the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Mark, that will be tonight at 7 o'clock on our three frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3, and 106.3 FM. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA.
The Bucks or the Hawks?
Who wins? Pretty simple. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. Well, we'll see what happens. So, like we said, hopefully the Twins and the Sox will get to play tonight. Last night, the Brewers, a 10-run eighth to clobber the Cubs 14-4. Four-game lead now, all of a sudden, in the NL Central for the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll see what happens coming up this evening. Another good matchup pitching-wise as far as that one is concerned. But we'll talk golf tomorrow, Mark, and we will talk to you and Brian at that time on Wednesday.
Look forward to it. Talk to you then.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM. For Ben, for Mark, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to the gym class on KGYM.
The football offseason is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience.